Hello again, GWA. This is Listening Always, and I've decided to do a questionnaire that I haven't done before. I'm sure there are many. So this is the Proust Questionnaire, GWA style, created by H. Seal. And apparently it's a very naughty questionnaire. I haven't read through the whole thing, so we'll see how this goes. The first question is, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I am a female, if that wasn't obvious, and sexual orientation is pretty much 90 to 95% heterosexual. Sorry, girls. I can definitely appreciate, you know, a beautiful woman, but I don't feel anything there. There's no lust that generates, so sorry, girls. What gets you turned on? Dirty talk gets me turned on almost instantly. Sexual banter, innuendos, that will definitely get me going. What else turns me on? I did a whole list of turn-ons. Bondage, domination, breath play, forced orgasms, not edging. Definitely not edging. Next question. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I guess lately that would be insatiable. Is insatiable a characteristic? Possibly. Other than that, I would have to go with kinky, because it's definitely not vanilla. There's no vanilla in my sex life. It may start vanilla, but it almost always deviates in one direction or another. Number four, what is your favorite sexual act? I would just have to go with straight vaginal intercourse. That's just the best as far as I'm concerned. I don't think there's a favorite position question. I'm skimming it, so I don't think so. So we'll just probably missionary, believe it or not. I love the feeling of him on top of me. His cock is perfectly curved to hit G-spot every time, and it's just fucking fabulous. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Obviously, you want someone who's going to be attentive. You want someone who's going to pay attention to you, so that, you know, they learn the difference between a "ugh" and a "ow." Because that's important, boys. That is very important. You want someone that's caring, someone that's sensual, someone that's sweet. And then for the other side, you want someone that can occasionally switch to just taking what they want and holding you down, 'cause that's good too. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? Most, if not all, sexual encounters are pretty good. I mean, I guess rape would probably be a bad sexual encounter, but any consensual sexual encounter, I think, would be good. The worst sex I ever had was with my current husband, our quote-unquote first time together. was absolute, it was an absolute disaster, and it was the worst sex I've ever had. The second time was a little bit better. I don't know why I went back. And the third time, he knocked my socks off. And now it's a long time later, and I'm still here. So there's that. So I guess a good sexual encounter is one that is consensual, where everybody gets off and has a good time. We'll go with that. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? There is a line in a TV show that I cannot remember. I don't remember the name of it, but the female lead kept dressing up in different costumes to entice her husband, and finally he just came out and said, "Naked is a crowd pleaser." And I'm going to have to go with that. My favorite color is purple, and I will wear, you know, purple all the time if I, you know, chose to. But as far as feeling sexy, you know, lingerie or, you know, lace or pretty things like that, they're nice for show, but naked is the crowd pleaser. So how I would prepare myself for being sexy is probably shaving, making sure I had a shower, maybe a little bit of, you know, perfume, but probably not even that, just naked. That's the way to go. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? I was watching White Collar for a very long, well, not a long time, it's only been like 5 seasons, but oh my god, Matt Bomer, he is just so pretty. Oh, I know he's gay, stop it, I know he's gay. I'm gonna tell you what I tell everybody, my chance at sleeping with Matt Bomer as it stands now is like 0.0000001, and that's because he's gay. And if he was straight, my chances would be 0.0000001. So, realistically, there's not much difference there. So, let me have my fantasy, people. Oh, he's just so pretty. And I don't usually go for the pretty boys, but damn. Oh. And White Collar fan fiction is just so hot. Okay. Whew. Getting warm in here. What turns you on the most in your life? Or who, I'm sorry, who turns you on the most in your life? My significant other, I guess. Certainly there are individuals on GWA that have been turning me on quite a bit. And that's always fabulous. But I think my significant other just knows where all my buttons are and knows how to push them. Next question is, what are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I said it at the very beginning, but dirty talk is just everything, you know, slut, bitch, whore, cum slut, just keep the derogatory names coming. I don't know why, I can't explain it, it's, just the way it is. So we'll go with that. What sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex would be fun. Being super flexible would be fun too. I'm going to go with, like, just not being fatigued. How about that? Okay. So this is me showing, my freak flag. I read Twilight, the whole series, okay? And I'm not even like a Twihard or whatever, so. But there's this part in book 4 where the vampires are having sex. And they never get tired. And they never, you know, wear out of anything. So it's like, how do you, you know, the question that she asks him is, how do you even stop doing what you're doing How do you even stop having sex to go do other things? And, you know, his response was, you know, the couples he's known, like, some of them didn't actually stop unless to feed for years. So I think it would be very cool to just have that kind of stamina. Stanima, I always mess up that word, to just go and go and go and go and go more than I can right now, which is not a terrible stanima, but still. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? Oh, this is a ridiculously funny story. I work in an office, and we had a intern that was from another country, and he was staying in my hometown, and he was only going to be here for like 3 months, and me being the very kind soul that I am, I offered to pick him up every day and carpool to work with him and take him home because he didn't have a car and he didn't have a license in this country, which is the US of A. So I, you know, said, oh, sure, that'd be fine. And so we got to talking, you know, every day, you know, in the car for, you know, 40 minutes each way. You're going to talk a lot. And I just got so used to the accent. And then he did something at work one day that I can't even tell you why it was super sexy, but it was just this graceful way he moved, and then all of a sudden a switch flipped somewhere and said, holy shit, I am physically attracted to this person. What am I gonna do now? I wasn't attracted to him before. Shit. So I actually called up one of my good friends who knows everything about the internet, and I said, okay, I don't know how to get over this, so can you find me a place where I can listen to accent porn? Because maybe that'll help my fixation, because it had been going on for about 2 weeks at that point, and I couldn't sit in the car with him anymore without thinking horribly, horribly dirty thoughts. So my friend pointed me to GWA and said, you'll find any accent you want here, and go have fun. And he sent me that link on a Thursday night, I think. And I listened, if it wasn't all night, it was damn close. And I listened to so many audios and I fell in love, and I verified the very next day, or I attempted to verify the very next day, but I wasn't actually paying attention to the rules, so I had to try a couple of different times. But I eventually got it right. And then I started posting, and then I started, then I got a better microphone, and then I stopped recording on my phone, and I got, you know, Audacity, and I learned how to use it, and I have never felt more sexual in my life since being on GWA. So that's pretty funny. What is your dirtiest fantasy? That would probably have to be maybe a gang rape fantasy. Just multiple men. That's probably my dirtiest fantasy, and being just taken over and over again by different individuals. And okay, moving on. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had in detail? I almost feel like I should pause this and think about it. I have been in threesomes before, and in foursomes twice, I think. So that's pretty kinky. I'm also, as everyone is aware, totally into bondage, totally into DS, totally into all that stuff. Kinky sex. Well, kinkiest sex. I mean, you've got, you know, regular sex, you've got anal sex, you've got sex when you're tied up, you've got sex in the sex swing, you've got sex that's, you know, prefaced by impact play, spanking, flogging, whipping. You've got sex that happens, you know, in public places. You've got sex that, you know, is sort of spur of the moment. I don't know what my kinkiest sex is. I don't know. There's lots. Sorry, I can't, sorry, I can't narrow that down for you. What's your favorite part of your body and why? Well, my first instinct was to say voice. I don't necessarily think that counts as a part of your body, so, I'll pick something else, and in this case, I'm going to pick my breasts. I was quote-unquote very lucky in that I developed early, and I have always been a larger breasted woman than most of the females I know, and up until pretty recently they were pretty perky, but I've always gotten quite a bit of attention from them. I think my size at the moment, for those who are terribly interested, is a 38 triple D. Hold on. No. Oh, this isn't even a good bra, so it wouldn't. Yeah, I think it's a triple D. I don't think it's a quad D. I don't think. It was at one point, but I don't think it is now. So we're going to go with 38 triple D. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And that's the last question. So I hope everyone stuck with me this long. And thanks for listening. I'm listening always, as you know. And if you have any requests or any questionnaires that you'd like me to do aside from this one, then PM me or comment, because I'm always interested in doing audios that people want to hear. So that's all. And good night, everybody.